fortunate moment. You took everything that I own, everything you've given from heaven above, and everything that I've ever known. If you stripped away my ministry, my influence, my reputation, my health, my happiness, my friends, my pride, and my expectation. If you caused for me to suffer, or to suffer for the cause of the cross. If the cost of my allegiance is prison and all my freedoms are lost. If you take the breath from my lungs and make an end of my life. If you take the most precious part of me and take my kids and my wife. It would crush me, it would break me, it would suffocate and cause heartache. I would taste a bitter dark providence, but you would still preserve my faith. What's concealed in the heart of having is revealed in the losing of things. And I can't even begin to imagine the sting that kind of pain brings. I would never blame you for evil, even if you caused me pain. I came into this world with nothing, and when I die it'll be the same. I will praise your name in the giving and taking away. If I have you, I could lose everything and still consider it gain.
It can mean everything, it can mean nothing. One word makes the difference. It can mean everything, it can mean nothing. One word changes everything. It can mean everything, it can mean nothing. One word makes the difference. It can mean everything, it can mean nothing. One word changes everything.
Everyone who trusts in you will not be put to shame.
If that's not what I believe, then why is that what I proclaim? If it don't change how I live, should I still shout it just the same? If I shout it as loud as I can, will blessings shower down from the heavens and land on my crown? To rinse away all my doubt, and the grace of God is only sweet to the ears who hear the sound of it. But that sweetness won't be tasted by the mouth of a counterfeit faith. Only the thirsty will drink from the fountain of life and count everything is a loss for the sake of being found in Christ. Obedience to God's word is the safest foundation, a safe haven for saints waiting for the glorious great day when our Savior will return. That's the day of restoration. Those who sleep will be awakened, and we will never cease to thank him, singing, worthy is the Lamb to receive glory and honor. Worthy is the Lamb who reconciled us to our Father. Worthy is the one who gives life without end. But if Christ is not raised, then we get still in our sin. If